Over 1,000 mourners gathered at Arlington Street Church in Boston on a cold New Year's Eve in 1994. They shed tears for 25-year-old Shannon Lowney, a bright, empathetic receptionist who had been gunned down the day before while at work at the Planned Parenthood clinic in suburban Brookline. Down the road at another clinic that performs abortions, 38-year-old receptionist Leanne Nichols also was shot and killed minutes later. Five others were wounded in the rampage. The next day, police captured a troubled lone gunman, John Salvi, a 22-year-old who had sometimes participated in anti-abortion activities. In 1996, he was convicted of first-degree murder, and later that year was found dead in prison. The horrific shootings left both pro-choice and pro-life activists profoundly stunned and desperate for some way to defuse their disagreement. When a dialogue group quietly put out feelers, leaders from both sides agreed to a series of confidential talks. They would embark on a remarkable odyssey of listening across a vast chasm of what seemed to be irreconcilable beliefs. But a moment of breakthrough occurred 12 months after the terrifying incident that induced them to come together. One of the participants, Reverend Ann Fowler, an Episcopal priest who is pro-choice, remembers her reaction when she and Nikki Nichols Gamble, the president of Planned Parenthood, spotted two pro-life participants in an unlikely place.
A year after the clinic shootings, we had a memorial service at the temple on Beacon Street for the women who had been killed, and with Nikki and me presiding, and Barbara and Fran came and were there with 700 pro-choice people. Nikki and I were both moved to tears to see them there, and we embraced, and it was very much a sense of barriers had been broken down in a public space. And then when there was some fearfulness about Nikki's safety, and the pro-life women found out about it and alerted her and all of us, and we were all, again, very, very moved that you know, they would be active about being sure that Nikki was safe. I think we all felt that we had transcended our disagreements in very human ways.
Gestures of goodwill and good faith can go far in softening relationships and turning down a flame that had grown too fiery. But the six women participating in the dialogues were all known to be deeply committed activists in their respective causes. Even more than 5 years into their process of discussion, the views of Nikki Nichols Gamble of Planned Parenthood and Madeline McComish from Massachusetts Citizens for Life have not fundamentally shifted.
I don't think any woman should be required to carry a developing fetus in her womb against her will. We don't require of any individual, we don't place upon them a requirement to use their body to preserve the life of anyone else in our society. We don't require organ donations. We don't require blood transfusions. You know, we just simply don't do it because we say to people, your body is your sphere of influence.
Well, certainly I believe that each individual is a unique creation of God that will never come again, which is one of the reasons that I feel abortion is such a tragic thing. This is someone who will never come again and who is a reflection of God in a very special way. Each of us is a reflection, I believe, of God in a very special way.
I don't think any of us would have been able to come to the table at all had we thought that the goal was to compromise or to look for a compromise. Because I think we believe there is no compromise between the two sides on the question of abortion.
The thing that made it so interesting and so important to have these dialogues was that we really wanted to understand one another in how we did think differently.